We're doing Mishlei. We're up to the 30th chapter, Pasuk Tetvav. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tetvav, the 15th verse. And we'll read the Pasukim before we explain. Read them with a tune. La alukah sheteivanot hav shalosh heina lotis bahana arba lo ameruhon. Can I see your Tanakh?
Yes.
I read it the way it is in my Tanakh, and in his Tanakh, it's the tune would read like this. La aluka shetevanot hav shalosh heina lotis bahana arba lo ameruhon. And that makes more sense because the tam, the ole yored, that's on the second word hav, is the most major pause that you could have in a pasuk, other than the sof pasuk, the end of the pasuk. And what?
Why is the jet little?
I don't have a small bit for me.
The first time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
So, in the second half, I have a melcha, and you guys have an ole yored, which is what makes more sense.
That's the pashtam de melcha.
No. It's. I guess, yeah. Yeah. I have just a melcha. I don't know if they missed it or it's a different tradition. Okay, so aluka. What's an aluka? Aluka is some kind of worm that sucks blood. I guess maybe what we'd call a blood sucker, a leech, until it fills itself with blood. So aluka, this blood sucker, has two daughters. And these two daughters, they say, give, give, just like the leech. Just sucks and sucks and sucks blood. So too, the leech has two daughters that also just keep taking in. And our sages say this is a reference to Gan Eden and Geinom, the Garden of Eden, where people will get reward, and perdition, where people will be punished. People sometimes think it'll get crowded in perdition. There won't be room for me. So Shlomo HaMelech says, no, just like a leech, just keep sucking and sucking and taking blood. So too, perdition, there's room for everyone. And Gan Eden also, there's room for everyone. So that's why they're called the two daughters of the leech, so to speak, that they both say, give me, give me. Gan Eden calls out and says, give me the righteous. And Geinom says, give me the wicked. Now, if I remember correctly, now that you pointed out it has a small base,
yeah.
I seem to remember, I think there's a Medrash Tanchuma. There is a Medrash somewhere that discusses why it's a small base. I seem to remember there is such a Medrash. But I'm not sure, so I have to look into it. Medrash discusses about whatever. Let's leave it because I'm not sure I'm right. Okay. So, the pasuk continues, Shalosh heina lo tisbana. There are three that are never satiated. Alba, but there are four, lo amruhon. There's a fourth, meaning there's a total of four, that never say, oh, we have too much. Meaning there are three that are never satiated, and the fourth, there are a total of four that never say it's too much. What are they? Says Shlomo HaMelech in Pasuk Tetzayin, She'ol ve'otzer racham, Eretz lo save amayim, ve'esh lo amerahon. There are three that are never satiated. The grave, perdition. Millions were killed, and the graves never got filled. There's always room for more. Otzer racham, when it comes to a person's desire for women, so a person's desire for promiscuity, that's a desire that's never satiated. And the earth, the eretz, when it rains, so the earth can take so much rain, but it always has potential to take more. So the earth is never satiated. The eish lo amerahon, and a fire never said I've had too much to consume.
The graves are never satiated.
Yeah,
never fill the land with graves.
So as though there's always room for more people to die. Even the what Shlomo Amelech means is sometimes you feel like the grave should yell. How could I take such a child? How could such a child die? And what Shlomo Amelech is saying is that there's no limit to the cruelty that could happen in this world. The grave, so to speak, will never fill. He means philosophically they'll never fill. That there's never a situation where the earth says, no, he can't die. The most tragic things can happen. So that's the grave never says, the grave is never satiated, so to speak. That's what Shlomo Amelech means. And Otzer Racham could also be understood, a woman who can't have kids for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 10 years, and year after year she says, how long will my womb be able to hold back? I'm crying, I'm weeping, I'm begging, I should have a child. And it's as though it's never satiated of her tears. She can cry as much as she wants, and sometimes there are people who are infertile. Otzer Racham, Otzer could mean to rescind, to hold back. Racham is the womb. So either it means to hold back the womb from giving birth, or hold back the womb from having relations with the man. So which one is it? To hold back the womb from having children. And then the intent of the Pasuk is, there's never a situation where the womb says, I can't hold back anymore from having children. The womb seems to, so to speak, it could hear as many tears as the woman will shed, and sometimes it still won't give forth children. That's one understanding of Otzer Racham. Or the other understanding, the first understanding we said is that Otzer Racham is a reference to holding back the womb, meaning it's a Lashon Nekiyah, it's a clean way of saying that a person always has desire to have relations with more women, and to hold back the womb, there's no limit, like, there's no limit in his mind and his thirst. And sometimes there's not enough rain. The earth can desire, and we could wish it'll rain, and no, the earth is not satiated for rain. The esh lo amrahon. I don't have an alternative shot.
People could cry out because of cruelty on the earth.
Always, can you just say that? Yeah, that's the first part. That's Sheol. That's the first word. Sheol is the grave. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ayin. We'll be with you in a minna, Shechai. Ayin. Til agle'av. Vetavuz. Likehat ein. Yikeruha orevei nahal veyocheluha v'nei nasher. If there is an eye that mocks its father and it derides the mother's rebuke, ayin, the eye, tilag, that mocks, le'av, to its father, v'tavuz, and derides, likehat em. Kehat em could mean the rebuke of the mother, or it could mean the age of the mother. He has an old mother, and he derides her. Shlomo HaMelech says, yikeruha orevei nachal. The ravens of the river will ultimately peck it out. They're going to eat out that eye. V'yochelua v'nei nasher, and young eagles will come and eat it. Because the eagle has compassion over his children, so he will eat it. Yikirua, who's going to gore it out? That's the orvei nachal, the raven of the river. The raven is, he has no pity over his children when his children are born. So the raven flies away, the male raven. There are different midrashim and chazal as to why he does this. One medrash says that the baby ravens are born white. So he thinks that their eggs are snake eggs. He runs away. Another medrash says that when they're born white, he yells at his wife. He says, you cheated on me. I'm black and you're black. How could the children turn out white? So he flies away. Different midrashim as to why the father raven flies away, and that's why Livnei Orev Asher Yikra, we say in Tehillim, when the baby ravens call out, Hashem brings them worms from their feces, and they pick at those worms. That's how they stay alive. God feeds them. But that raven that has no compassion for his own children, he will come and peck out that eye that mocks the parent, and he won't eat it. And who will eat it? The eagle that he has compassion over his children, he'll come and eat that eye that is pecked out. So the simple understanding as always, and the deeper understanding, so if it can be understood with a reference to a person who mocks the father is a reference to Hashem very often, and the mother could be a reference either to the Jewish people, or it could be a reference to the fact that when a person was created in his mother's womb, he started off by what was there? Minuscule things, and it all evolved to be a person. And the philosopher comes along and says, no, it all happened by coincidence. So in saying that, he's deriding his creator, and an eye for an eye, so to speak, midah keneged midah. So then if he denies that there's any control in the world, so then God says, fine, I'll leave you to the ravens, I'll leave you to the birds. That eye that looks so in such a way at his creator, he's not willing to see that God's running the world. He says, no, it must be coincidence that I was born, that the world is this way. So he doesn't recognize his father, he doesn't recognize his mother, which is really a way of saying he doesn't recognize his creator. God says, fine, you don't see me, so I'll let the ravens take out that eye that isn't willing to see me. The ravens of the river will come and peck it out. And here also, so there's room to understand why it's called Ovei Nachal, the ravens of the river. One understanding is because the ravens don't know their own mother, so he doesn't recognize his parents. The ravens will, they'll take revenge from him. And that's one possible understanding. Okay.